Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? My, hard to describe what a wonderful service we had. Brother Jessica Willie, missionary to the Philippines, his wife Lena, their daughter LJ. What a great, great time to hear from them, to have them here in person. They're here, by the way, to try to get LJ to a heart doctor. She needs a heart ablation. She's a walking miracle. Had several heart surgeries already in the Philippines. And because of some of that and the complications, no one there will do this ablation that she needs. And so they're here in the U.S. and are trusting God that there'll be a surgeon here, a heart cardiologist that will take her case on and be a help and give her this ablation that she needs. And so what a blessing it was to have them with us. They're doing a great, great work for God there in the Philippines. Been there firsthand, seen the work, and met the people, and just a wonderful, wonderful time together. Hope you had a great service where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And that most of all, God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed right here in the middle of the week and really almost in the middle of the month. And we're making our way through March and getting closer and closer to that first day of spring. And I'm ready for it, my friend. I hope you are too. But listen, if your Bible's close by, Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy 5. Now right away you'll realize Deuteronomy 5 is where the Ten Commandments are. They're found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. And that's where we're headed, especially verse number 16. The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. There's a promise. Now, I want to contrast, and time won't allow us to go over to read it, but 2 Samuel chapter 18, and the death of Absalom, and probably just in his 30s or 40s. Absalom had rebelled against his dad. Rebelled against David and wanted to take the kingdom. And of course, he was killed by Joab. His life was cut short. He died, as we would say, too young. There's something about living for God, living a clean life, and honoring your mother and your father. Did you know C.I. Schofield of the Schofield Bible lived to be 78? Some of the great preachers who of another generation that I looked up to, B.R. Lakin, 83, R.G. Lee, 92, Dr. Rice, 85, Bob Jones, 84, Charles Finney, 83, George Mueller, 93, Lee Robertson, 88, and on and on we go. God gave long life to these men for their obedience to God, and I think in a clean life. Listen, Deuteronomy 5:16 tells us why. Honor your father and mother. Let me give you a few thoughts to think about today, okay? You'll have a longer life if you honor mom and dad. Now, this is a principle. It's not a promise, but it's a principle. Your days may be prolonged on the earth. I mean, listen to me, young people. You can disobey mom and dad if you want, but the days may be coming off your life. You can be a rebel if you want and disobey, but you better get ready to die as well. You may be cutting years off your life. Call dad the old fogey, call him the old man, call him out of touch. Get mad when you're asked to do household chores of washing dishes or vacuuming the carpet or taking out the trash. Or get mad when they say clean your room or do your homework or what time you're going to be home or what time you're going to leave and who's going to be with you and who all's going to be there. You can talk back, you can fuss, you can argue, go ahead, but you may be subtracting the days from your life. Oh, we won't know. It'll look like a car wreck. It'll look like an accident. But there's no accidents with God. Honor thy father and mother, that your days may be prolonged. One of the it's interesting in the New Testament when you read about in the last days and what some of the signs of the last days are, always in the middle of it is disobedience to parents. One of the worst sins you have anybody can commit is to rebel against their mother and father. Why? They represent God in the home. That's why. They're trying to help you live longer. And so God takes this thing of obeying your parents seriously. In fact, under the law, you had to listen and obey your mother and father. And if you didn't, you could be punishable by death. That's how serious God was about it. And so when we say honor, it means hold them in regard. It means esteem them highly. It means to exalt them. That's what honoring your mother and father is. And listen, my friend, it doesn't say you do that till you're 18. I hear parents say, well, they're 18, you know, so they still are supposed to honor mother and father. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There's no age restriction on that. You still ought to listen to mom and dad. Number two, the longer you will have a longer life if you live as God says. Again, Deuteronomy 5 and going all the way down to verse 33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. At the end of chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, and verse number 40, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. The ways of the Lord. Not only the way of eternal life, but how to live your life now. I believe God has a blueprint for every life. I believe that's why Paul said that I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. There was a course for Paul to run that's not my course to run, but I have a course to run that he didn't have Paul run, and God has a course for you to run that he doesn't have me to run. We each have a blueprint for our life, and if I follow that blueprint for my life, God says I'll prolong my days on the earth. If I do not follow that blueprint, I could be cutting my life short. I want to walk in all the ways of the Lord. Notice it says all the ways, not some of them, not pick and choose. The Bible's not a smorgasbord. You take some of this, say, no, I don't care for that. No. I can't say, well, I think this is okay. I can't look at something and say, well, I don't see what's so wrong. Or I enjoy doing that. You see, no, it's none of that, those things. It's the will of God. What's the will of God? What's the will of God? I want to do the will of God. I go back to my getting out of high school. I had a scholarship to go to Bible college. It was a college that had basketball and baseball, and I was getting a half scholarship for basketball and a half scholarship for baseball. But I turned it down and instead went to a different college. And listen, my friend, that charted the course for my life. I would not be where I am right now, pastoring this church that I'm in right now. I would not be here had I made a different decision back then. I had to follow the will of God. I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to live the way God wants me to live. I want to love the way God wants me to love. I want to have what God wants me to have. I don't want to live separate from the will of God. I want to live separated unto the will of God. I'm trying to help you today. I'm trying to help you live longer. I don't live so God says, if you don't live as God says, listen, there may be a tombstone in your not too distant future. Let me give you a third statement. You'll live a longer life if you love the Word of God. You'll live a longer life if you love the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy 11, and notice with me, it's verse number 18. Deuteronomy 11 and verse 18, therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine gates, and upon thy house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. said, your days can be multiplied. Why? If you lay up these words. Fill your mind, fill your heart with the Word of God, not the television, not your phone, not your computer. Love the book, read the book, meditate in the book, study the book, talk about the book, memorize the book. If you do, God says, I can multiply your days. Put the Bible verses on your doorposts, put on the gates, the walls, the bookshelves. Put the Word of God throughout your house. You spend all your time in other things and neglect the Word of God, you may be cutting years off your life. Hey, children. Hey, teenagers. The Bible's for you too. Don't neglect the only book God has ever written. Suppose you were blinded today and you never got to see the Bible again. How much Bible would you have? If the time comes when they come and confiscate all Bibles, how much Bible will you still have? Choice is yours today. Depends on how long you really want to live. It's your life. I want to ask you to ask yourself this question: how am I treating my mother and father? Am I honoring them? What about the way I'm living? Am I living God's way or my way? How about what does the Bible mean to me? Do I live these words? Do I talk about these words? Are they stored up in my heart? If you're guilty of any of these things, I wouldn't want to insure you. I'm not worried about dying. I know I'm going to heaven. And I might die tomorrow, I don't know. But I can tell you this, I've obeyed my parents. I've done my best to honor my parents. Now they're both in heaven now. But when they were here, God knows, I obeyed my parents. I've tried to walk God's way and live God's way, and I've tried to love His book. And I plan on being here. I'd like to be here till Jesus comes. But I know this. The principle here is God can prolong your days. Or you can shorten your days. Depending on your treatment of your parents. Living God's way. And loving His book. It's your choice. I hope you'll choose wisely. And prolong your days upon the earth. Well, have a great Thursday, everybody. I look forward to seeing some of you at the Bridge to Recovery tonight. I'll be speaking there for our addictions, faith-based addictions program. It meets every Thursday night, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, right here at Bible Baptist Church. It's called Bridge to Recovery. We'd love to have you out here for that on Thursday evening, and I'll be speaking there tonight. And then, of course, we'll come back, Lord willing, for our broadcast tomorrow. And tomorrow, Lord willing, I'll talk about the Great Destroyer. The Great Destroyer. And you don't want to miss that. All right. So hope you have a great Thursday. Remember, you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And I think it's called something else now. Somebody said it's not iTunes anymore, but it's still on the Apple products. And then, of course, iHeartRadio as well. And subscribe to that for us, would you? That would help us, and it will help you notify when a new broadcast is up. And, of course, you can get past broadcasts from our website as well. There's a donate button there. And we're also on Zelle now, Zelle. And you can just transfer the money from your account to the church account if you'd like to support the broadcast. But thanks for praying for us. Thanks for listening today to Words to Encourage Radio. And I'll look forward to being with you tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Shining light. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.